Good morning. Hi. How you all doing? Been a while. It is, what time is it? 11:25 a.m. Yeah, morning even. It's even morning here on February 1st, 2026. A scattered cloud morning. Mostly blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 45-ish. I'm going to try to put this away without shutting it off, like I did the last time. Let's see if that worked. All I can do is the best I can do, and sometimes my best is not adequate. Some days are like that. So it's been a while, a couple of weeks, I think, since I've talked to you. Not much happened. Cold. A little bit of snow. More cold. A lot of cold. Yeah, I got down. There were a few days here where we were really glad we put the new windows in and glad they weren't going in on the days when it was sub-zero. Not just sub-freezing. Sub-zero. We don't get many of those. We do not get many of those. It's a relatively rare occurrence here. We do get a couple, three or four, maybe a dozen days all year. Or we have in the past. We have not this year. We've had like three or four. But between the wind, the rain, the cold, snow. I spent a lot of time on the treadmill last month, but I did get my 40 miles. I did not walk on the 31st. I should have because I lost track of February only having 38 walkable hours. What did I say? 40 hours last month. I don't have 40 hours to walk in February because it's a short month. Derp. So I'm going to be short 2 miles. It's like I'm gonna walk my days. I'm gonna walk my days, and I'm going to not walk my not walk days, and we will see how that all works out. In other news, I did finally sort out the author's proof issue with Amazon, and unfortunately, I'm the blame. So the process is a little bit opaque, and unless you're paying really close attention, which I was not, it gets away from you. It got away from me anyway. So the dealio is that you've got to make an order for the proofs, and then when the proofs are ready, Amazon will email you. They will put them in your shopping cart and email you that they're in the shopping cart. So then you go to the shopping cart and say, buy now, and they get shipped, which is fine, which is what I thought I did. Here's the problem. They only stay in a shopping cart for 24 hours. After that, they come out of the shopping cart. And I discovered that last month when I said, oh, screw it, I'm just going to order some more. And I got the notice. And I went to my shopping cart, and I had buy all. And there were no books. And I'm like, what the actual? And then I found the key was they only stay in your shopping cart for 24 hours after the email they send. So the email they sent was at 0602 on, I think it was a Wednesday. And I checked the email at 6:20 on a Thursday, next day. And you'll notice the 18-minute difference between 6:02 and 6:20 as being significant. As Maxwell Smart might say, missed it by that much. So I placed another order and haunted my inbox to get the purchase in. I think it finally went through. I haven't seen a shipment notice yet, but I think it finally went through. So I should have proofs. I also have a bunch of typo reports that I've got to get incorporated into the CAT before I do too much. Thank you to everybody who sent me typo reports. It's a long day. I saw some geese. There were a lot of geese flying when I first came out. I didn't know what they were doing at around 11 o'clock this morning, flying around the neighborhood, but they were probably coming back from breakfast. They're going to go sit in a pond for a while and then think about going out and getting some dinner, probably. The agricultural fields surrounding Greeley are probably pretty good pickings for them. If you travel outside town during the afternoon and evening, or early morning, you see all these great flocks of geese. There's a bunch right over there, just flying overhead. Some of them coming in my direction, looking a bit scattered. Maybe they saw me and decided they didn't want to come this way. But they're headed for the pond over in the park. Is it Bittersweet? Greeley West Park, I don't know. No, I think Bittersweet. Anyway, They're in all of the ponds around here all winter long, and there'll still be some here in the summer, but mostly they go north. There are a lot fewer geese here in the summer. And given that it's the first day of the metaphysicals, spring, even though the astronomical spring doesn't start for 6 more weeks. Thermal lag will keep us a little bit chilly. But if it doesn't, if we don't get another hard frost here soon, might have an early spring. Which should be a little problematic because we really need winter. We need the snow. We need the water. There's not a lot of water in snow. A foot of snow is an inch of water. And we have not had a foot of snow. There's not a lot of snow in the mountains. Snowpack is like a 50-year low. Does not bode well. Satisfactory is still eating my brain. It's a second playthrough. I restarted my server from scratch and started forward again. It's a much more organized second try. I still have not broken the code for how to get long-distance rail lines working. Although I did install my first drone link to link two widely disparate parts of my map to take a small amount of cargo from one place to the next. And it seems to be working pretty well, so definitely follow through on that. I need to have a little more research into how linking drones to ports works. Theory, I can have one drone between two ports, but does that mean I can't have a port in the middle that has two drones? It might. I need to do some YouTubering. See if I can figure out. The alternative is to try to do it and see what happens. But coming up on a get ready, say with me. One post. Crows. But yeah, I think it's only one link at a time allowed. Which makes a fueling issue an interesting challenge. Because I need fuel, which means I have to deliver fuel, maybe with a drone. Right now I've got one flying from a fuel depot, so it just uses a belt to load up the fuel. But if I want to take the fuel across the map, I need to take it to a fuel depot and then access the fuel depot from the local depot, which means at least two. And these things are big. These drone platforms are like aircraft carriers. That's all I can think of when I see them laid out. It's like, holy shit. I've already filled in one whole field. I've already paved over most of a bay, almost all of a lake. Just because it's flat and easy to build on. I need to deal with my fuel situation. Hello, dog. He's busy sniffing. Oh, you discovered me. He's being talked to sharply by his owner. But it's a lot smoother this time. Having the dimensional depots unlocked early, seeing what they can do. I need to get another. I need to get another stack unloaded here, but it makes it much easier to deal with the things that I need small numbers of. I can just go there and grab them out of the dimensional storage and stuff them in a chest and let them work away until they run out of material. And I go back and do it again. Once a day. I need to do it a little more systematically because I'm beginning to get to the point where I need a lot of parts. Also getting to the point where the game is almost at its final stage. I'm down to the last two milestones before I need to do the station parts in order to progress any further. I've unlocked nuclear power. Don't really need it. I've got turbo power. I've got turbo fuel. I just need enough turbo fuel. And on top of that, I can unlock, if I just get my act together, I can unlock whatever the next level. Rocket fuel, I guess. To unlock rocket fuel. The upper tier fuels are force multipliers. I still need generators to generate the power, but I need less and less of each kind of fuel as I go up in grade. Turbo fuel is pretty good. I've got turbo fuel driving most of my factory. I've got not enough compacted coal. I'm going to have to deal with that, I think, probably. But having it on a server means I just have to wait. And so put it on the server, start up some process, and you know, maybe it's 24 hours later before it's complete. But you know, I'm doing other things. I'm sleeping while the factory is working away. It's the ultimate. Turns out there's a whole class of games called passive gaming, where you set them up and you let them run in the background while you go do something else. Just an interesting idea. I need to get back to Shapes 2. Shapes 2 was a lot of fun. Shapes 2 was a lot of fun. I spent, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 hours into Shapes 2. Began to get the feel for it. I like it a lot. I need to start a new fresh game. Or maybe I just need to keep going on the game I've got. I don't know. Let's see. It's not a lot of, it's, there's a lot of building and rebuilding and rebuilding anyway, so I just need to keep going. Try to remember where I was and what I was doing. What am I reading? I'm reading an epic space opera adventure. I don't remember. It's started out a bit rough, and I was a little leery about continuing the sample, let alone after getting to the end of book one. But the more I read, the smoother it got. The more I read, the better I liked it. There was there's a lot of really familiar phraseology happening in that book. Which I will take as a compliment. I'll post a link to it when I get back. I looked it up. I want to say Thomas Kearns, but I don't know if that's right. Oh, it is still running good. Is it? The first book is The Shepherd by Robert M. Kearns. It'll be on the front page of my website. It's just going to be the book I recommend for the month, since I have to. I owe. So after work I go. I owe an update on the website, which I usually do the day before, but surprise, surprise, I was reading. I'm up to book four in this. I have ripped through this and nothing flat. I'm going to drop into pre-order space here pretty soon, which is too bad because pre-orders are useless to me. However, I still have a lot of samples I need to go through. I'll find something else to read. We'll find something. We'll do something. The new windows have been really nice. It's nice, A, being able to see out. B, having the doors actually work. That was one of the things that they worked on. We've lived in this house for 30-odd years. And the front door has been broken all the whole time. Front door apparently had been the victim of a break-in at some point, and it was, let's just say it was pretty rough. And having a door that opens and closes without having to wrestle with the lock or wrestle with the door itself, and having a screen door, storm door on the outside, that doesn't rattle every time you open it. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Having windows you can see through is kind of nice. And no, you know, it's not a matter of cleaning the windows. The old windows had lost their seal, and so there was always condensation and stuff between the two panes of glass that you couldn't reach. You can't take the panes out and clean between the panes on these. You have to deal with them. One of them was cracked when it came out of the box. One of the big windows had just a little tiny crack in one side. And they're coming next Tuesday to replace it. It's just a matter of popping the old one out, stuffing the new one in. That's it. Done. Should take like 5 minutes. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.